Don't get up, Sled. She looks so delightful, sprawled on the floor like that. That's right. Just stay there like that. Chest pressed against the cold ground. Your flesh squished beneath the weight of your body. Eyes filled with longing, helplessly staring up at me with lust and desire. This is where you're meant to be, isn't it? Beneath your betters. Brought low so that you may better embody the role that you were born for. That of a servant to your mistress. Not just me, mind you. Any mistress, really. You were made to be a service slut. Aw, don't be embarrassed. It's perfectly normal. Yeah. This is a natural order of things. Some of us are bred to rule, while others exist to be ground beneath the heel of their superiors. There's no shame in admitting that you're a butt bitch rather than a leader. Oh my, I can see how that made you shiver. The thought of my feet really turns you on, doesn't it? Of course it does. You can't hide your desires from me, whore. You want my feet so badly. Luckily for you, I'm a generous ruler. All you need to do if you want them is beg. That's right, slut. Beg for me. Beg to feel the taste of my leather boots against your tongue. Beg for the privilege to lick the dirt off my heel. To feel the weight of your better press against your cheek, pinning you to the floor. Beg to touch them, taste them, sniff them, even to simply see them. Because if you don't, I'll deny you even that privilege. It's not like you deserve it anyway. Go on. Beg. There we go. You're such a good foot slut. That wasn't so hard, was it? Of course not. The hard thing was resisting your urges. But you don't need to do that anymore. I'm here to control you. To collar and leash you and teach you your proper place beneath me. Just servicing my boots. So go on, slut. Start serving. Look at you. So beautiful like that. Those pretty lips of yours just kissing. Kissing the polished leather. Your tongue just leaving shiny trails everywhere it goes. I do hope you fix that before you're done cleaning those, slut. You're here to clean my boots, not further sully them with your filth. Got it? Good. I feel like there's something missing. I'm giving you the privilege of serving me, satisfying your deepest desires. And it's something that I shouldn't be doing, right? But I'm not exactly hearing any thank you in return. So what should you do? you stupid. Did that hurt? I didn't say stop licking. Thank me while you lick the dust from my soles. I know you're a silly little slut, but even you should be able to handle that now, shouldn't you? That's pathetic. I can barely hear you, slut. Speak up. Otherwise, I may think you don't want this, and I'll take this away from you. There we go. You're welcome. Aw. But I know you didn't want to just service my boots now, did you? You wanted more. Stop kissing them, slut. I want to see how you did. What? Ugh. What the heck is this? You call this clean? My God, you're useless. You can't even serve me right. What a pathetic fucking bitch. I have half a mind to throw you out on the street like the failure you are. My goodness. Well, that feels like a waste. I'm sure there's some other use we could find for you. How about... Ugh. Oh yeah, I think that's much better. You may be a shitty cleaner, but you make an excellent footrest. Such a soft skin thing. Once we've broken you in more, I suspect you'd make an excellent doormat. Can you imagine that? All being forced to lie at the door, inviting all my friends in by cleaning their shoes as they walk their nylon feet all over your pathetic little body. Perhaps they'd have some fun and really make sure they rub their feet all over you, teasing those nipples, testing your crotch, maybe even putting some pressure on your throat like this. Having trouble breathing, slut? Good. Can you feel this on your neck? Oh, you should remember that your entire existence is predicated on making your betters happy. And it makes me so happy to see you suffer and struggle for breath. But don't worry. As long as you make yourself useful, I won't hurt you too badly. And I'm sure you'd make yourself quite useful with my friends around. They're always so eager to play with my sluts. And I just know you wouldn't pass up the opportunity to serve as a gathering of beautiful girls, right? Well, of course not. You do anything for your betters. Imagine their feet filling all your holes and crushing your chest, just choking you, making you gape, breaking you down into a filthy foot slut who can't remember its own name. It's not like that even matters anymore. You're not a person, you're just a thing, property, a toy, to be used and abused for the amusement of others. I say you get off on the degradation, but it's not even degrading you, it's just being truthful, right? The real lie is the society that told you that you were anything but a pretty set of holes and a piece of flesh for my pleasure. Oh, fuck, look at how turned on you are. You're just dripping with arousal already. And you haven't even seen my feet. Oh, I was just about to take these boots off and let you worship them directly, but I think it's a bit too good for a slut like you. I don't even know if you deserve it yet, or if you ever will. No. I want to make you come without so much as a glimpse of my pretty pedicured feet. You don't deserve that. I want you to grind that pathetic crotch of yours against my leather until you come. If you want to come, that's the only way I'll allow it. And I know you want to come. Those pathetic eyes can't hide anything from me. Come on, bitch. Come, grind. Get grinding. I said get grinding, slut. That's better. There's no reason to hesitate or be ashamed, as I said. You're just an it now. Things can't feel shame, so neither should you. You don't feel anything except a desire to serve your betters and pleasure you get from rutting on my shoes like a filthy animal. Look at you. You do make a perfect filthy animal. I mean, just listen to the way you grind away, your breath catching in your throat as you desperately try to hide how good it feels. It's okay, slut. You don't need to pretend that you don't love it. If you were a person, sure. I can imagine people would giggle and laugh at how disgusting you are and how pathetic doing this would be. But we both know that you're not a person. So keep grinding. Good. Go on. There we go. Keep going. Yeah, feel your mind go blank as that fire builds in your crotch. I'm sure you're getting close. Oh, what's that? You're not? You need more time? Huh. You stupid slut. Don't get to tell me what you need. Does my vibrator complain that I'm not using it right? Of course not. So why the fuck should I listen to a piece of fuck me complain about these foolish thoughts or wants that it has in its empty little head? Yeah, I shouldn't. Toys do what they're told. So, toy, I'm telling you that if you don't want to be denied for, let's say next month, then you're going to come on my boot in the next minute. If you don't, then I think I'll leave you denied until you've learned your lesson. It doesn't bother me either way. I'm still going to get off at the thought of using you. Perhaps fucking your face with my feet later when the urge takes me. Whether a toy gets satisfaction from its use is entirely irrelevant to my pleasure. In fact, I think it may turn me on more, leaving it denied. Are you close now, slut? I hope so. You only have 30 seconds left. Don't give me that look. It should be clear now that I don't have pity in my heart for a thing like you. If you want to come, then you better work for it. I'm not going to just give it to you. Frankly, I'd argue even giving you the option is generous. Not that you're even taking advantage of it. 10 seconds left. Come on. At least try to do it. 5, 4, 3, 2, and time. Too bad, slut. I guess you didn't want to come after all. Don't worry. I'm sure you'll have better luck next month. Or we've properly conditioned you to accept your place as a fuck toy. And if not, I'm sure 6 months of denial will finally hammer the idea home. Don't you dare complain, bitch. You want this. If you wanted to leave at any time, you could. I'm not stopping you. But we both know that I'm right. That you're a pathetic fucktoy that needs to be put in your place. So say it. Tell me what you are and seal your service to me. That's good. I knew you had it in you. You're going to be such a perfect little slut by the time I'm done with you. Now, come along. Your training just begun.